Hello, this is Captain B of Captain B's Surf Fishing Charters, fishing Brevard's beautiful Space Coast. Well, conditions continue to improve, and the tides are getting much calmer, and the surf is much, much smaller than it's been as we closed out the year. Water temperatures are ranging around 70, which is making it still very productive for your whiting. We still have pompano moving down and in the area. Pompano reports have been extremely solid. And the tides have been best fishing times at the change of the tides. The rising tide has been producing slightly better than the falling tide. And the baits of choice have been some sand fleas. We don't have any in the surf, or if we do, they're very, very rare. But if you can find some, they've been producing extremely well with multiple pompano catches on the sand fleas. Always the peeled shrimp tipped with your pink, orange, or your ghost shrimp fish gum have been extremely solid as well. The floats of choice have also been the same colors. The whites, the pinks, and the orange have produced better. With the calmer seas, you also can get away with just your pyramid sinkers. Go as light as possible on those. It's not going to be needed to fish the Sputniks, not even through the weekend. We've got great reports. And again, the water temperatures are around 70, which is a perfect temperature. It's also going to be calm enough that if you want to get out there and fish some top water, should be able to produce some jacks, some of the Spanish mackerel. There have been some trout as well, also some redfish. Just keep in mind here in Brevard County, even in the surf, we are not allowed to keep the redfish right now. We've also had some reports of flounder being caught in the surf on both artificial and live. The live shrimp and some pilchards have been producing. Also some cut bait for some of the drum, both the black and the red drum, are still showing up in pretty solid numbers for us. The depth is really starting to shape up, and we're getting a trough again, which is good. We lost the trough during the storm, and we've now got both the first and the secondary trough setting up. Roughly 90 yards has been the distance, but again, you're going to want to fish multiple distances because that can change every day. Get some out as far as you can, then bring some in to the mid-range, and then fish some close. You also are going to want to vary your colors until one starts producing and then switch out to that to maximize your fish catching abilities. I've also been experimenting on some of the recent trips with using some single rigs as well. They seem to produce a little bit better for the big whiting, and I've been fishing those with a bead and not a float. The bead color of choice has been yellow and red. This has produced extremely well, and it's allowed me to get some good fish in the cooler to bring home. And my charter has done extremely well with them as well. Fish tacos seems to be the choice. We'll give a recipe for you next week on that one. This is Captain B from Captain B Surf Fishing Charters. Thanks for checking out Salt Strong's weekly fishing report for Florida's beautiful Space Coast. Tight lines, everyone.